here's a story from The World.
6 years ago this spring, Pope Francis released a landmark encyclical on the environment. The teaching document framed taking care of the earth as a moral and ethical issue. It called on Catholics around the world to join the fight against climate change. Our next guest is challenging the church itself to use its vast holdings of land as part of the solution. That's today on The Big Fix.
Change is coming.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
What we do now will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Molly Berhans is a cartographer and environmentalist from Connecticut. She's also Catholic, and for the last 5 years, she's been on a quest to map the church's land, a huge undertaking.
The Catholic Church, it has its own set of jurisdictions that contiguously cover the face of the earth, almost like, you know, nation states.
The church is also the largest non-state landowner in the world. Since 2016, Berhans has been working with Vatican Records to map that land with the nonprofit she founded called Goodlands. In some countries, her maps provide a detailed picture of every property the Catholic Church owns, from church grounds to schools to hospitals.
It was just completely surprising, actually, to learn that this hadn't been mapped yet. The history of cartography in the Vatican is rich.
But Berhans says those maps are really out of date.
There is kind of a cutoff of map making globally for the Catholic Church, and it seems to be around the 1850s.
Berhans says she was inspired by time she spent with nuns when she was in her early 20s. She was struck by their humility and commitment to justice. To her, there's a direct line between those values and how land is used and managed.
Our land is where we get resources to make the clothes, to clothe the naked, to quote scripture. It's where we build the shelter to house the homeless. And it is where we grow the food to feed the hungry.
Berhans says being able to see the church and its people on a map can help leaders plan for climate change.
Making decisions about land really requires, I would say, maps to do it with any sort of environmental integrity.
Berhans is currently getting more requests to do environmental assessments on religious properties. Those could, for example, help leaders understand how to better protect habitat for threatened plants and animals on church-owned land, or see the vulnerability of community members to climate-fueled natural disasters. Berhans told me when we spoke that she and her group have already made a map visualizing rising sea levels on church properties here in Boston.
We flooded all the Catholic properties within the Boston Archdiocese, so that helps them see, you know, where stormwater management is potentially going to be an issue based on climate models.
So, Molly, this is kind of your brainchild. How deeply is the Vatican interested in working with you on this? And what is your ideal for how far they should take this stewardship of their land?
Well, I think that Catholic conservation should be the next Catholic healthcare. I think it should be the largest global network of its kind within a century. That would be very nice, right?
That's ambitious.
I know. I'm not planning on doing it all myself. Don't worry. Faith-based organizations own, the UN estimates, 8% of the habitable land on Earth. It's about the same size as India and Sudan combined. If religious institutions don't figure out how to manage their land, climate change will not be solved. They're absolutely key. In 2018, Pope Francis did approve that I establish an institution in the Vatican. So I kind of made a very comprehensive proposal, which I was supposed to be renegotiating last year when the pandemic hit. So, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Where does it go next? What's next for your project?
We're going to continue working with not just the Catholic Church, but other kind of communities who can benefit from the approach that we use with this optimization of their property portfolios based on science and values. We're getting requests from a diversity of institutions.
Molly Berhans is a founder of Goodlands. Her organization makes maps to help institutions make better environmental decisions about their land, starting with the Catholic Church. Molly, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much, Marco.